We're continuing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2239. And we had learned about the generations of Yehuda's children and grandchildren. And we had learned about how the earlier generations could have children at 8 years old, as we proved from different verses. And now we're up to Hamul, who was born when Teretz was 9 years old. And remember, Er and Onan passed away. Remember, Er and Onan both married Tamar. And they were so into her beauty, they didn't want her to become pregnant. So they took care of that in improper ways. And then they both passed away. And then we find there's Yair, Machir, Novach. They're the children of Menashe, Yosef's grandchildren, Yosef's son Menashe. And they all were born while Yaakov was still alive. And they passed away after Moshe. So you have that they lived to a very old age. Yosef's grandchildren outlived Moshe. When the Jews descended to Egypt, so Yosef gave his father and brothers excellent territory. He also took care of them. He clothed them. And Yaakov would always eat on Yosef's table. He was always eating in the palace with Yosef. And Yaakov and the rest of the kids, meaning Yosef's brothers, they would always eat together. Every breakfast they'd eat together, every dinner they'd eat together. The only meals they didn't eat together was when they'd eat as a whole family, each one with their own family. And Yosef amassed a tremendous amount of wealth for Egypt during the years of the famine, because no one had food. So the weight in those days was 62 large slabs of gold and silver and precious stones, and he buried it in four places, the wealth of Egypt. There are many midrashim about what happened with the wealth of Egypt. But one midrash says that when Yosef had amassed all this wealth, which was most of the wealth that the world had at the time, so Yosef divided it into four. One, he made one storage house, which he hid in the desert by the Yamsuf. And one storage house he hid by the Euphrates. And the third and the fourth storage houses he hid in the Persian Mede desert. And the gold and silver that remained, he handed out to his brothers and to his family. And the remnants of all that, he brought to Pharaoh's house. He brought to the Pharaoh's, which was about 20 slabs of gold and silver. And Pharaoh put it in his storage houses. Now, in the year 2243, they finished the years of the famine. By the way, this is where many of those treasure hunts come from. Because a lot of people were looking for the lost treasures of Yosef. It was known that Yosef hid large amounts of gold and silver and jewelry in different places. And for years, people spent a lot of time searching for it, and certain people found it. Yeah.
Why?
Because they wanted to get rich.
No, why did Yosef hide it?
Why did Yosef hide it? So stay tuned in our Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer class, B'ezrat Hashem, we'll get to that. What was Yosef's plan in hiding it? That's So, in the year 2243, the years of famine ended, and people planted, and suddenly they started reaping what they planted. And everything was comfortable in Egypt. Yosef's family was comfortable. His children Ephraim and Menashe started growing up with their cousins, and they're learning Torah by their grandfather. 12 years later, the year is 2255. Yaakov has lived in Egypt for 17 years. And now Yaakov becomes ill. And he sends word to Yosef. He feels like his days are coming to a close. And Yosef comes. Yaakov blesses him. And he calls in all the other brothers and he blesses them. And he tells Yehuda, I know that you are the brave one among the brothers. You're going to be king over them. Your children will be king over their children. And for eternity, your family is going to be the king. But I want you to teach your children to be warriors. It's not enough that they be kings. They have to learn to use the bow and arrow. They have to learn to use weapons so that when there are wars, they don't just sit back and let the Jews fight, but on the contrary, they're an active part of the wars. And he told the children, Yehuda, Yosef, and all their brothers, he said, I want you to promise me that your children won't carry my body up to Canaan. Only you will carry me. In the Medrash, he doesn't mention it here, but the Medrash says the reason he didn't want his grandchildren to carry his body was because they were intermarried, his grandchildren. His children remained within the Jewish people, but his grandchildren already not. And then he gave them instructions. He said, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, they carry it on the east side. Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, they are on the southern side. Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin on the western side. Dan, Asher, and Naphtali on the northern side. Levi doesn't carry it all, because he and his children will carry the ark, and so he doesn't carry my casket at all. And then Yosef, I don't want you to carry my body at all, because you're a king, so it's not befitting for you. You will have your children, Ephraim and Menashe, carry in your stead. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.